We'll do a quick piece over here in today's Shulchan Menachem. We're up to chapter 227. And the issue is, as you know, we sell our chametz to a non-Jew for the duration of Pesach. Now, the Noid B'Yud and the Chasam Sofer, they both say that when you sell the chametz to a non-Jew, you do not sell the dishes that are chametz, the kedushas, because if you're going to sell them, then you're going to have to toivel them after yontav. You sold your dishes, you're going to have to toivel your dishes when you rebuy them from the goy, as you would normally do. But in the document of sale which the Alter Rebbe uses, he says over there clearly that also the kelim that are with chametz, that have on them chametz be'en, are also sold. So that means that he's actually selling also the kelim. And yet, the Alter Rebbe doesn't say anywhere you have to toivel them again when you get them back. I mean, you can imagine if you had to toivel all your kelim. And the Shara Koilel answers, the Rebbe brings down, that since the Alter Rebbe says only kelim chumotzim, that means that have chametz on them be'en, as he says, but that means that the kelim that he doesn't want to kosher them, and he cleans them off so there's no chametz, so they are not sold at all. So those are the dishes that would require immersion. But then the Rebbe says, so which kelim are sold then in that case? So it must mean that you're also selling kelim if for some reason you did not scrub them. So why is there no tevila? And the Rebbe has a whole discussion over there. But anyways, the final result is that even though it's sold to the guy, but we don't have to toivel the dishes. So at least the final outcome is good. We do sell the dishes, but we don't have to toivel.